My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
All right, so we are going to talk about how to deal with ad fatigue. We are basically into 2024 now as of this recording, and ad fatigue is a big thing, even in today's day and age. Well, here's the thing. Creative is the X factor as ads get a little more difficult and marketing gets more difficult, so we want to help you combat that. So first, Neil, do you want to – here, I'll just define what ad fatigue is. So ad fatigue is when people keep seeing the same ads over and over, and – your performance starts to suffer because you aren't switching up your creatives. So let's talk about how you can deal with it.
So typically, depending on the platform that you're using to show your ads, you'll see the frequency. So when someone sees your ad multiple times, your frequency will start going up, goes above one, starts getting to two, etc. That's an early indicator of ad fatigue. Another early indicator is look at when your ad first came out, the number of impressions it received, and then the number of clicks it received, and compare that with what's happening right now. And if you see that ratio getting worse and worse, again, that's another sign of ad fatigue. And the last sign of ad fatigue that we really see is people clicking on the ad, but the conversion rate's dropping from that same ad.
Yep. The other thing too is in terms of how you want to actually deal with it, one is, look, if your frequency is getting too crazy and your performance starting to suffer, your CPAs are starting to get higher, it's probably a sign that you're dealing with ad fatigue, but you should be changing up your ads. So this is, most people think it's okay to have just one creative running or maybe two, three creatives or whatever. But when you look at your competitors as an example, you can use LinkedIn's Ad Transparency Center. You can use Google's, you can use Meta's as well, or Facebook's. You can see how many ads your competitors are actually running or how many active ads they have. And that's a nice comparison to tell you, hey, do you need to up your game? And usually for most people, the answer is yes. You usually do need to up your game when it comes to the number of creatives. And so the way you might do this is, let's say this video itself is a creative, right? So the meat of this podcast, but we might come up with, in the beginning, we might come up with four or five different hooks. And then we might have a different body. And we might have five different call to actions, right? And so at that point, you're actually able to multiply these and you're able to create these different permutations, right? So it might be 5 times 5 as an example. And so that's how you can create different ones. They don't have to be completely different, but you should try to continually test different call to actions and different hooks.
Yeah, the other thing that people get mistaken with ad fatigue is they're like, wow, our ads are converting lower and lower and lower, but your targeting may be off, in which you're not targeting enough people or you're targeting the wrong people. But a lot of times, if you tweak your targeting and you say, oh, why? you know, people who are interested in SEO services aren't just people who work in the SEO department of companies. They may also work as a VP of marketing or in the paid advertising department, or heck, even some people who are in charge of product may need SEO help because they're releasing, creating new products, and they need someone to help them with their SEO for that product. So expanding your targeting, and you have to be careful about your conversion rates and make sure that they're staying the same, if not increasing, but expanding your targeting really can help with fighting quote unquote ad fatigue as well.
You can also exclude your past viewers. So people that have seen your ad already, or maybe even the converters, you can exclude them, right? That will help you a little bit as well, because you don't want to keep running the same ads to the same people. You can run some form of frequency capping as well to people. And the other thing you can do is you can utilize different ad formats too, right? So especially with the Advantage Plus stuff that's coming out from Meta side, the Performance Max stuff, they're trying to help their customers, more so the advertisers, rotate more creatives. And so there's a lot of different ad formats on Google, for example. There's a lot of different ad formats on Instagram or Facebook. Think about using those ad formats, especially when they're new, because when they're newer ad formats, you tend to get lower cost because they're trying to push it harder.
Yep. So look, you're going to deal with ad fatigue. This is common. This is normal. We all experience it. The goal that you should have is continually test new creatives, test new landing pages. You're not just going to have fatigue on your own your ads. You're also going to have fatigue on your offers on your website, your landing pages. And the other thing you need to really do is test new audiences as well. And as Eric mentioned, exclude showing the same people over and over again the ads. Also consider doing some stuff that's remarketing related, in which you remarket the people who saw the ad, went to the website, but didn't convert, and you show them a new ad, new landing page. And the way this works really well is, let's say if your ad is really emotional and you're, you know, trying to hit hard on emotions to try to convert someone, then consider running an ad to those same people who didn't convert. A logical ad using stats and data. You're pretty much using the opposite pitch to see if you get them to a landing page that is more logical and if you can get them to convert.
Yep. Look, we can go on and on. I'll just give you a couple more things that we can get out of here. So, I mean, obviously with your ads, consider storytelling. There's different stories you can tell. There's different customer stories you can tell as well. And again, just switch up the variations, but also rotate ads as well. I think we talked about that as well. And you should be doing well. The key thing here is, again, we mentioned in the last episode in terms of being intentional. If you're going to run ads, you want to make sure, especially in today's environment, that you're being intentional with how you're doing it. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and we will see you tomorrow. And check out this video over here.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.